From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, January 13th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are higher again. After a pretty steady overnight opening last night, markets are firmed again, still on the heels of that bullish crop report on Friday, where the USDA lowered corn yield by 3.8 bushels per acre and lowered bean production by a total of 95 million bushels. So both of those are pretty steep drop when you look at history from November to January. So that ignited the market there a little bit. Continue to see a little bit of follow through here this morning with corn trading to its highest level since last summer and beans trading to their highest level since early November. So seeing some continued producer pricing. Friday was a very active day, seeing some spillover pricing here again this morning as producer continues to reward this market as we continue to move higher. Wheat market lower on Friday, but seeing a little bit of bounce here this morning as well. Continuing to watch the weather markets in Argentina. It's going to be warm and dry this week. Some shower opportunities in Argentina this weekend. And then the extended forecast continues to offer a little more rain chance. We'll keep an eye on that. Southern Brazil be in that category as well. Central and Northern Brazil continue to look pretty favorable overall. Back in the Midwest, going to get awful cold again next week. So that could slow transportation again. Continue to watch the river system to see how it responds if we get some more ice building up again. And it looks like truck transportation could slow as well with the cold temperatures. And of course, a week from today, no grain markets as the markets are closed due to the federal holiday. Export inspections out this morning. COT report, commitment of traders report, will be out this afternoon. It was delayed from last Friday. Funds were big buyers on Friday of both corn and soybeans, so continue to build a fairly sizable net long position on the corn side. As for prices here today, we've got March corn at 473 and a half. That's up 3 cents. May corn at 482 and three quarters, up 3 and a quarter. December corn at 451 and a half, up a penny and a quarter. March soybeans, 1031 and three quarters, up 6 and a half. May at 1045 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. November at 1033, that's up 2 cents. March Chicago wheat, 539 and a quarter, up 8 and a half. July at 561 and three quarters, up 7 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat, 557 and a half, up 5 and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat at 589, that's up 5 cents. Soybean products this morning, March meal at 302.80, up 450. March bean oil, 45.28, that's down 30. Livestock markets are mixed here this morning. February cattle, 198.22, down 55. April's 198.85, down 62. March feeders, 269.45, that's up 5. Feb hogs, 82.72, up 17. April hogs, 88.67, that's unchanged. Now the report is behind us here, which will offer a sizable level of support, I think, especially on the corn market with that reduction we saw in both yield and ending stocks. Continue to focus on South American weather. And then continue to watch demand as well, at least on the export side. Did see another announcement of some beans sold to China here this morning. So it's been kind of quiet here on the export side through the holiday period. We'll see if that picks up a little bit here as we move forward. But starting the week out on a higher note here, Kimberly, and we'll see where we go from there.